The Gemara Masechet Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis teaches us Itman Shemra Aveda. We know the Torah Gedosh teaches us that there's a halacha that if somebody finds somebody's lost item, he has to return it to him. He has to watch it and then return it to him. Begins our Gemara, somebody's watching such an Aveda. How does the halacha look at this individual? Rav Amar, Rav's opinion is, Kishay Mechinam Dami, that this individual is viewed as a Shay Mechinam. And Rabbi Yosef Amar, Kishay Mesachar Dami. And Rabbi Yosef says, he's viewed as a Shay Mesachar. And as we know, there are very big nafgaminas between a Shay Mechinam and a Shay Mesachar. A Shay Mechinam is Chayv and Pshia, if he deliberately doesn't watch what he's supposed to properly. But for Geneva Vaveda, if the item that he's watching is stolen or lost, he's not Chayiv. Whereas a Shay Mesachar is Chayiv not only for Pshia, but he's also Chayiv for Geneva Vaveda. So here the Gemara teaches us we have a very fundamental machloikis, how to view the Shomer Aveda. Do we view him as a Shomer Chinam, Rabbi's opinion, or do we view him as a Shomer Socher, Rabbi Yosef's opinion? Rav Amar, Rabbi says we view him as Shomer Chinam Dami, the Maya Nokamatile. He says, what is the defining characteristic of a Shomer Chinam? The defining characteristic of a Shomer Chinam is he's doing it for free. Here too, he's not expecting anything in return. Here too, this individual who is picked up in Aveda is not expecting anything in return. Rav Yosef Amar, he is getting something in return. By he anod leboy lemesiv leriftal anya, he benefits that if while he's watching this object, an ani were to approach him for tzedakah, he wouldn't have to give him any tzedakah. Why? Because we know there's a rule of Isaac b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. That makes him into a Shomer Socher. Ikad mefar shehachi. There are others, however, explain Reb Yosef's opinion. Kishomer Socher dami. Kiven derachmona shabdi bal korche. Since the Torah obligates him to be a Shomer Socher, to do this, hilchach, because he's fulfilling a mitzvah, Pasha Pshat, so he's getting schar. Every time we do a mitzvah, we get schar. That is enough to make him into a Shomer Socher dami. So we have here a very big machloikis. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, what is the status of a Shomer Aveda? Is he considered like a Shomer Chinam, or is he considered like a Shomer Socher? And the Gemara's explanation why is he considered like a Shomer Socher is because he benefits that he doesn't have to give tzedakah while he's dealing with this object. So there's many Rishonim and Achronim, the Ratvaz, ask the question. According to the man, the Omer, that holds that he's a Shomer Chinam, does that mean that that man, the Omer, is going to hold that while a Shomer Chinam is taking care of the Aveda that he found, that he's not responsible? So, the Ratvaz says, of course, everybody has to agree to the concept of Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Everybody has to agree that if while this person who's doing the mitzvah of taking care of the Aveda, if while he's doing that mitzvah of taking care of the Aveda, somebody comes to him for tzedakah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. He's oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So, if that's the halacha, why is he indeed not considered a Shomer Socher? Says the Ratvaz, because since it's not very common, that just when I'm taking care of the Aveda, that's when the Ani is going to comfort stock up. Therefore, that is not enough to make him into a Shomer Sachar. So in other words, he is Potter, but it's just not enough to make him into a Shomer Sachar. The Ktzais has a different way of explaining this. He says that since this is not common, so the fact that it's not common makes that it's not even worth a pruta. And the only time one can be considered a Shomer Sachar is if the payment that he's receiving is at least a pruta. Here, it's not even a pruta. The Nesivus says a different pshat. He says that since when this person took the Aveda into his house, it was not his intention to use it as an opportunity to be a Shomer Sachar, to use it as a reason that he should be potter from giving tzedakah while he's taking care of the Aveda. So even though later on that indeed may happen, that later on it may happen that he is not going to end up giving tzedakah because he's taking care of the Aveda, that wasn't the way he became a Shomer. And since that wasn't the way he became a Shomer, that's enough not to make him into a Shomer Sachar. Actually, the Rishonim explain why is, according to Rabbah, such an individual considered a Shomer Chinam. So the Rosh says, like we just explained, since this is highly uncommon that he should have to give tzedakah when he's taking care of the Veda. The Ktzais, as we just explained, says this benefit can't be considered worth a pruta. And if the benefit is not considered a pruta, is not considered worth a pruta, then he can't be considered a Shomer Sachar. Another pshat that the Azaruah actually gives two nice pshatim. One pshat is not giving tzedakah is not considered a benefit. Everybody wants to give tzedakah. So what is Rabbi Yosef saying? That he's benefiting, that he doesn't have to give tzedakah? That's not a benefit. Not having to give tzedakah, that's not something that's considered a benefit. Another explanation that the Arzurua suggests is as follows. He says, a benefit means something that I'm earning. A Shomer Sachar. What is the traditional definition of a Shomer Sachar? The traditional definition of a Shomer Sachar is that he's getting paid to be a Shomer. Here, it's not that he's getting paid to be a Shomer. There's a din of Oisik b'mitzvah, potem and amitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he's getting paid a benefit. And that's why Rabbah doesn't consider him a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef, however, does consider him a Shomer Chinam. Why? Because Bahi Hano, the Leboy Lemesa Lerifta LeAnya, the benefit that he doesn't have to give the tzedakah to the poor person, that makes him into a Shomer Sachar. So there's a very fundamental machloikis we're showing him here. How to understand that benefit. Tosfos, the Ran, most Rishonim are of the opinion that when we say that this individual is oisik b'mitzvah, and he's being a Shomer Sachar, he doesn't have to give tzedakah, that only means for while he's actually taking care of the Aveda. No one is going to suggest that while, just because he has an Aveda in his home, and he's not currently taking care of that Aveda, that should make him into a Shai Mesachar. There's a Chiddush, a very big Chiddush, that the Rashba quotes the Ravid, that the Ravid says that when Rabbi Yosef says that he's a Shai Mesachar, is the entire time while he has the Aved in his home, he's considered Oisik b'mitzvah, and he doesn't have to give tzedakah during that entire time. Actually, before we get further into understanding this very big machlokes rishonim, when the Gemara is saying here that the Shai Mesachar doesn't have to give tzedakah, what does that mean? Does it mean that he doesn't have to give tzedakah just for during that time that he's actually taking care of the Aveda? Or does it mean that he doesn't have to give tzedakah as long as the Aveda is in his possession, even while he's not actually taking care of the Aveda? Machlokes HaTosfos and the Ran versus the Ravid. This can actually go back to our first discussion. We quoted that many Rishonim of the opinion that even a Shai Mechinam, while he's actually taking care of the Aveda, will not have to give tzedakah. That nobody seems to dispute. So if so, why does Rabbi say that he's not considered a Shai Mesachar? It could very well be because the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is not over that moment that he's actually taking care of the Aveda. That moment that he's actually taking care of the Aveda, everybody holds that he's potter from giving tzedakah. The machloikis Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, maybe, I'm just saying maybe, is the machloikis of Tosfos versus the Ravid. According to Rabbi, it's only while you're taking care of the Aveda that you're potter from giving tzedakah. Any other time, you're not potter. And therefore, I can't make you into Shai Mesachar, as we explained, for that reason. Rabbi Yosef holds like the Ravid. Rabbi Yosef holds that as long as you have the Aveda in your possession, you're potter from tzedakah. Even if you're not actually right now taking care of that Aveda. If that's the case, then I understand why he's considered like a Shai Mesachar. The Stipler in Masechta Brachos, Simen Tez Vov, explains this Machlokes Rishonim. He says, there's a fundamental question. We discuss here the concept of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah. What does that mean? Does that mean that since I'm doing this mitzvah, I can't be expected to do another mitzvah, I only can do one thing at a time? Or that means I really have two chiyuvim, but I only could do one at a time? Or is pshat oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, that the Torah tells us that somebody who's doing a mitzvah has no other chiyuv? There's no chiyuv on him to do the other mitzvah. According to Tosfos, oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah is only a dechiyah. That while I'm doing a mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah. But of course, if I could do both mitzvahs, I must do both mitzvahs. The Ravid, however, learns that oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah means that I don't have another chiyuv altogether. And he says that actually, this is a machloikis of the Taz and the Drisha. The Taz says, the Taz quotes a Drisha. That let's say somebody, the Zman Tefillah comes. And when the Zman Tefillah came, I was oisik b'mitzvah. To make the case as simple as possible, I was already oisik b'mitzvah before the Zman Tefillah came. And throughout the entire Zman Tefillah, let's say Zman Tefillah Shachas begins at 6 o'clock, it ends at 9 o'clock, I was doing a mitzvah from before 6 till after 9 o'clock. Now it's after 9 o'clock. Do I have a chiyuv tashlumim or not? The Drisha says that I have no chiyuv to do tashlumim. The Taz disagrees. Says the Stipler, what is the machloikis of the Taz and the Drisha? Very gishmak. According to the drisha, oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah means that I have no chiyuv. So now if the time for the second mitzvah, if now the time for tefillah came while I was already doing another mitzvah, I'm patur from that mitzvah. According to the Taz, he learns like Tosfos. Oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah doesn't mean that I have no obligation to do the other mitzvah. The thing is, I can only do one mitzvah at a time. So now I'm doing tefillah. Now I'm doing the other mitzvah, which came first. But it doesn't mean I have no chiyuv tefillah. And therefore, I'm like an oinus. I will have to do tefillah. I will have to do the mitzvahs tefillah with tashlumim like any oinus afterwards. The Rishonim asked a question. The Ritva asked this question. Why don't we say that every Shomer Chinam should be considered like a Shomer Socher? Why should we say that every Shomer Chinam should be considered like a Shomer Socher? Since the halacha is that while someone is a Shomer Chinam of an object, he has to make sure that the object stays in good shape. The Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia discusses how he has to air it out and do whatever is required to keep it in good shape. So that mitzvah should make him into a Shomer Aveda. So why is, according to Rabbi Yosef, that a Shomer Aveda is considered a Shomer Socher, every Shomer Chinam should be considered a Shomer Socher? So the Ritva answers, you can't compare a Shomer Chinam to a Shomer Aveda. A Shomer Aveda's entire responsibility emanates from the mitzvah, that he has a mitzvah to be Shomer Aveda. The Shomer Chinam's obligation doesn't emanate from his from a mitzvah, and therefore, it's not the same. Another place the Ritva says it's very similar. It's a difference how you accepted the Shmira. If you accepted the Shmira from the owner, where the owner asked you to watch it, then you can't be considered a Shomer, and you said you'll do it without payment, even if later on there's going to be a mitzvah involved and how you have to watch this object, that since you took it from the owner without any intention to pay, you're going to be considered a Shomer Chinam. If, however, you took it originally with an obligation of the mitzvah, then you're going to be considered a Shomer Socher.